This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. As we start this day, let's start it right by starting it with God. Let's read a few of the words of the Bible, the Word of God, especially these words that point us to the person of Jesus Christ and invite God to speak to us. We're reading through the Gospel of John in the Bible, a beautiful picture of Jesus Christ. Today we come to chapter 6, where the Apostle John says, "After these things, Jesus went away to the other side of the Sea of Galilee, or Tiberias, and a great multitude was following him, because they were seeing the miracles which he was performing on those who were sick." You would join the crowd too, I bet. "And Jesus went up on the mountain, and there he sat with his disciples. Now the Passover, the feast of the Jews, was at hand. Jesus therefore, lifting up his eyes and seeing that a great multitude was coming to him, said to Philip, 'Where are we to buy bread that these may eat?' And this he was saying to test him, for he himself knew what he was intending to do." Don't you know that God often tests our faith, doesn't he? In fact, few commitments that we make will fail to be tested very soon after we make them. God gives us opportunities to depend on him. And when we do that, we grow by leaps and bounds in our spiritual lives. Philip answered Jesus, 200 denarii worth of bread is not sufficient for them, for everyone to receive a little." One of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, said to him, "There's a lad here who has 5 barley loaves and 2 fish. But what are these for so many people?" It's almost like a joke. This boy's offering us his bagged lunch that his mum has packed for him, and we've got to feed all this huge multitude of people. Jesus said, "Have the people sit down." Now there was much grass in the place, so the men sat down in number about 5,000. Jesus therefore took the loaves, and having given thanks, he distributed to those who were seated, likewise of the fish, as much as they wanted. And when they were filled, when everyone had eaten till they were full, he said to his disciples, "Gather up the leftover fragments, that nothing may be lost. Let's not waste it." And so they gathered them up and filled 12 baskets with fragments from the 5 barley loaves which were left over by those who had eaten. When therefore the people saw the sign which he had performed, they said, "This is of a truth the prophet who is to come into the world." Jesus therefore, perceiving that they were intending to come and take him by force to make him king, withdrew again to the mountain by himself alone. He wanted to get perspective back in his life. Everyone was wanting to make him king, but he knew what he was called to do, and his role on earth was to make his way to the cross and to die, taking the penalty for our sins so that we could be forgiven and acceptable to God. What an incredible miracle, though. And do you see the lesson of this story? If God is calling you to do something, don't say, "I don't have the resources for that." Don't say, "I'm not a gifted enough person for that." Look at what this boy brought, just what he had. It was nowhere enough to do what needed to be done. But in Jesus' hands, it became enough, because Jesus had the power to do what needed to be done. And if you will make yourself available to Jesus, even today, for what he's calling you to do, he will do what needs to be done. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.